This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This week, President Obama had a closed meeting with national security and public health advisors on the Ebola epidemic. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has said that there are currently no Ebola cases in the country of Mali, where a toddler recently died of the virus. But everyone who came in contact with the child is now being sought or monitored. Colin Baker is a freelance journalist working in Mali's capital of Bamako. Colin, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
What kinds of tech solutions has Mali deployed to try and stop Ebola from spreading?
There are some interesting technological solutions, sometimes deployed by some of the smaller, more nimble nonprofits. For instance, a group called Muso, which means women, has actually done a text message interactive system where they are able to distribute a phone number by which people can text in for free and receive information about Ebola. And this is really so that people know that A, Ebola is real, but also how to recognize it, how to prevent its spread.
Now, I know you tweeted out a photo of a phone for an Ebola hotline. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so one of these measures has been something called the Ebola phone. I literally saw this. It looks like an office phone with a keypad and then a sticker on it that says Ebola phone. These have been distributed supposedly all across the threatened regions, the border regions of the country, and hopefully create some sort of a first-line alert for the future cases of Ebola, especially to answer questions that doctors and nurses might have about symptoms.
All the data that's actually being collected at the clinics, will that help inform how we can respond to a crisis like this going forward?
Yes, I would say so. One thing that the CDC has deployed is something called EpiInfo, which is an epidemiological platform online, which allows these case managers to log all the information they're getting about Ebola in the field. Mali may very well get through its current outbreak, and so the question is then, how does it prevent the next one, and are the tools in place so that the alerts could come faster?
But some of the data is not traveling outside of these clinics, right?
Well, yeah, that's true. And this is something I've only begun investigating. But one of the problems with an Ebola clinic is that nothing comes out. Everything that goes in is destroyed. I mean, it's a very dangerous disease. And it's important when dealing with medical patients to be able to take down the information about what you're giving them, how much water you're using, to try to understand how the case was managed. That information can't come out physically. So other options are to use iPads, which are actually destroyed with the center itself, or perhaps even to shout across the precipice of the center to somebody taking notes outside, or to store in your memory the sorts of treatment protocols you may have used or vital signs and write those down when you get out. I mean, these are very difficult environments to work in. So obviously, all of those are subject to the memories and to the fortitude of the individual healthcare worker at the front line.
Colin, thank you very much.
Thank you.